This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 167 for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly lower to Wednesday morning, backing away from major chart resistance as losses in Chicago soybeans weighed on prices. Canola was up 50 cents to down $3, most months lower. The January contract down $2.90 at $580.90 per ton. Beneficial rains in South America accounted for some selling pressure in the soy market that spilled into canola to start the day, although more moisture will be needed for dry areas of Brazil and Argentina. Statistics Canada releases updated production estimates tomorrow, and most industry participants expect to see a downward revision to the canola crop from the 19.3 million tons forecast in September. Pre-report positioning should account for some of today's activity. The Canadian dollar is holding steady at 77.3 cents in early trade, providing little direction. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower while wheat is posting small gains. January soybeans down 12 cents at $11.50 per bushel. The dry areas of Brazil and Argentina did receive some rain recently, and that took some of the weather premium out of the market. However, that moisture missed some of the main agricultural areas and provided more of a catalyst for long liquidation than actually improving the yield potential. Soy oil was managing to post small gains despite the losses in beans and meal. Corn, it's down in early trade, 2 cents lower in March at 418 per bushel. Chart-based long liquidation is a feature as the corn market continues to back away from nearby highs. Wheat, meanwhile, is higher. Chicago up 7 cents in the March contract at 584 per bushel. Kansas City, 8 cents higher in March at 547 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in March at 553 per bushel. After hitting two-week lows yesterday, or two-month lows, wheat futures were due for a bit of a correction. However, U.S. wheat continues to miss out on export opportunities as cheaper Black Sea origin grain fills more tenders. Favorable U.S. crop conditions heading into the winter and large production estimates out of Australia also kept the lid on the upside for wheat. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.